question be stricken from the records.
Objection sustained.
If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
All right, we're going to proceed with the testimony. Coming to you live from the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder. And you, my good friend, are the one we count on. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips, along with the latest community information. Our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. You know, Rick, speaking of legal minds, not to be confused with a meeting of the minds, did you know that in 1840, Sir Frederick Pollock is the one person known for expounding the idea of a contract based on a meeting of the minds, at which time he gained a lot of support in the courts. But later, in 1897, Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote that a meeting of the minds was really fiction. But in the nonfiction world, if you've been injured, there's only one reality that counts, and that's the confidence in knowing you are in capable hands. So to do that, contact the good folks at Robes Law Group. Their number is 561-570-5700 with offices in Delray. And their website is robeslawgroup.com. Again, the number for Robes Law Group is 561-570-5700, or visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, Robert Robes is in studio here to discuss matters of estate planning, how to make it, how to keep it, and how to avoid the money tricksters. You don't want to miss any money talk topics. Then Rick Snyder checks in with all the latest legal news, including a look at silly, stupid, and moronic laws, binging from the rules or ruling from the bench. That's coming right up. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, today we'll take a look at how scammers can get you in a real estate deal. That's real estate on the moon. That's coming up right after the news. And nyctophobia. In 35 minutes, we'll turn on the love lights and let you know all about it. Nyctophobia. Don't be afraid to look that up. Just a friendly reminder, folks, tell a friend about the show or invite them to listen. There's no fee or charge. And if you'd like to double up your order, tell two friends. Rick, what station are we on there?
WJNO, 1290 AM, every Saturday from 2 to 3.
Yeah, they know that, or they wouldn't be listening right now.
Oh, that's true, Al.
Yeah, okay, we got it. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest headlines, brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved legal brain trust. Here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
As always, good to be introduced on your show. A couple of headlines this morning, or this afternoon. A pig is suspected of slaughterhouse escape. Escaped a slaughterhouse, a little pig. He's got a new home. He's been adopted out, and we have all the details coming up in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Instagram model Kaylin Ward was very disturbed by the fires in Australia. She decided to do something about it, and she is selling her photographs online for $10. All you have to do is supply her with a receipt that you posted her picture. Oh, she's not wearing any clothes.
Oh.
I wanted to add that.
Okay.
She's raised over $700,000.
Wow. From naked phobia.
Can we say naked? Yes, that is correct. Yeah. We have some other headlines, for example. These are the crazy ones you like, Al.
I love them, yeah.
Weird news.
Weird, silly, and disgusting? Is that the deal?
Yeah. In Louisiana, it's illegal to steal someone else's crawfish. Really illegal. They weren't kidding. Meriting its own state law, crawfish theft in excess of $1,500 can land you with up to 10 years in
the
slammer.
Wow. My crawfish just walk away on their own.
I was afraid of that. We will have the full news on the half hour here.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Rick. When we return, Robert Robes, he knows numbers better than Dr. Seymour Cray's 6600 nitro-cooled supercomputer, and that's saying a lot. Real estate planning is on the table. Phone lines are open, 561-570-5700. Don't go back. We'll be right away. Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. All right, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law today. I'm your host, Alan Mason, and non-legal orator here to introduce a few happy people. Rick, do you have a list of the happy folk there?
The happy folks?
You know where we get these folks? We get these from the Robes Law Group Facebook page.
Correct.
And it's facebook.com/Robes Law Group.
Absolutely.
And you'll be right there. You can read along with Rick.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Samantha said, "The Robes Law Group is amazing. Help me with my personal injury claim. I was rear-ended, and the person who hit me didn't have insurance. They were still there to help me." That's the Robes Law Group.
Right.
Help me and comfort me along the way. Very happy with their service. I would recommend them to anyone.
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, give me another one.
We got plenty.
I know you have a bunch of them. Why? Because Robes makes people happy.
Does the job. They do the job.
Yep.
Professional, courteous, great staff. Hmm. And that is from Ebony Diaz. We have another one. I like this one. "Mr. Robes and his team are very caring, honest, meticulous, and smart with how they handle every aspect of their business." That's from Richard Davidson.
Really?
So we have plenty more and full stories on
good,
some of
good. And you got that from their Facebook page,
Facebook page, yes.
So facebook.com/Robes Law Group, and you're right in there, and that's good. If you're looking for the right outcome, folks, call the good people at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, our first super guest earned his Master of Laws degree in taxation from New York University School of Law, his Juris Doctorate degree from St. Thomas University School of Law, and his Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science from Florida Atlantic University. He is a member of the Florida Bar, but currently doesn't practice law because he already knows how. Robert Robes, welcome to Lifestyles and the Law today.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking your Saturday and coming on down. I know you'd much rather be at the beach, right?
Well, you know, it's certainly that time of year in South Florida. So, but thank you for having me, making the time for me.
Ah, that's great. Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, you're a senior wealth planner with a national financial institution located in Boca Raton, right?
That is correct,
so
yes.
So what does a financial wealth planner do?
So what I do is I help our clients develop estate plans based on their unique needs. We talk with them, figure out what their goals are, and then we help them build efficient plans to accomplish those goals.
Do you have to have a lot of money to get into that kind of stuff?
I mean, it certainly does help. Everybody should have an estate plan, but for the type of work that I do, yes, you need to have a decent amount of money.
I know a couple of guys that that say they have estate planners and things, but they won't touch them unless they have at least $5 million. We're not talking that, are we?
Well, actually, maybe a little more, to be honest.
A little more?
Yes,
really?
Yes.
Got to have 100 mil?
Not quite that much. Yeah. Not quite that much. But, you know, for the types of clients I work with and the type of planning I do, somewhere north of 15 to 20 is a good starting point.
15 to 20. Rick, you got an extra 5 million you're not doing anything with?
Let me check.
Okay. Well, that's saying a lot. So you're playing with somebody's money, that amount, and I don't mean to say play, but you're working with someone else's money, helping them plan their future. That's a lot of responsibility.
It is. And that's part of what I really enjoy is you're trusted to help clients make sound decisions. And it's helping them make sure that the wealth goes to their family in a responsible way. We want to make sure that we protect it within the family. And so a big part of estate planning is asset protection, protecting your children from potential outlaws in the event of a divorce. We have some difficult conversations with our clients in order to make things right.
Time to drag out the alimony dartboard.
It certainly is part of it.
Take a shot and take what you get there. What do you work like in stocks and bonds, or how do you
for me, the type of asset really is immaterial. And the clients I typically like to work with are really business owners, because you can do a lot of neat things with them. And especially with clients where they have some, where their assets are very much in their business, you have to get creative. You have to get creative if there's tax issues, maybe create liquidity somehow. If there's a kid in the business and a kid that isn't, making sure that the plan works so that a family business can pass to that next generation, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's tough to do. Take a look at the Joe Robbie family. They had that stadium, and they were ready to rock and roll with that thing, and the government came in and said, oh, you lost a lot of money in taxes. They had to sell the thing.
That's exactly right. And so with some proactive planning, you can avoid issues like that.
What would you do? No, those are secrets, right? We don't. Well, it's true, but I mean, look what happened. I'm sure Joe Robbie thought that name would be there in perpetuity, and nope, gone.
Well, as a Dolphins fan, it's still Joe Robbie Stadium, as far as I'm concerned.
I love it. Yeah, you are a Dolphin fan?
I am.
Ooh, okay.
I know. Keep hope alive every year.
You're sitting in the right spot, I guess. The good part is you get first pick in the draft, right?
Yeah, somehow we messed that up, too, and ended up fifth, but we'll take it.
Well, we love the Dolphins. They started out down here, and I'm an old Bob Greasy fan. You remember?
Oh, sure,
remember,
of course.
Bob?
Indeed.
He was a heck of a fellow. And then of course when Marino came along, I got to meet him early. He comes from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State is where he went to school. He's a pretty sharp guy.
Yeah.
Lately, yeah, I don't know if he's quite that sharp, but he's there. He's a good guy. We don't mean to be talking about him in a bad way, but you're also a shareholder in the tax trusts and estate department at Green Big Targ.
My prior life. So before I switched jobs, I was a private wealth planning attorney for about 16 years, and then switched about 4 years ago. And one of the best decisions I ever made, I get to spend time with clients, and they're not looking at their watches to figure out how much I'm charging them by the hour.
Uh-huh.
And so it's been a great switch in that regard.
That was my next question. Are you a wealthy guy?
I am not in a position to do my own planning. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's interesting. A shoemaker doesn't make his own shoes. You know, the old story there, right?
Is
that the same in estate
planning? For my own estate planning, I brought in a good friend of mine to ask him to do it for me. So, no, I didn't want to do my own.
Well, I don't know too many dentists that work on their own teeth.
There you
and
go.
My barber doesn't cut her own hair, so there you go.
Exactly.
You made the right move. Hey, what changes have been made by the tax cuts and the Jobs Act of 2017?
So, you know, we're in an interesting time. After Donald Trump was elected, he put a tax cuts plan in place that from an estate planning standpoint really created some unique planning opportunities. So, for example, the big one is that everybody has a lifetime transfer exemption, and you can transfer a certain amount of wealth during your life to family members if you wish. It can really mean anybody
without
paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
What the act did is it doubled it, and so now in 2020 somebody could transfer up to $11,580,000 without paying any sort of transfer tax. Prior to that law being in effect, it would be half, and so it would be south of $5.8 million that someone could do. There's a real benefit to that because every dollar that is over the exemption is taxed at 40% under current law.
Wow.
So the real dollar benefit is about $2.3 million. So there's a very strong incentive for wealthy folks to engage in tax planning during this period.
Those numbers are so high, I think only a dog can hear them. I'm not. You ask, why is doubling the tax, estate, and gift tax exemption such a big deal? You kind of explain that.
But. Right. It's because of the value of that. So what I was just talking about is per person. So if somebody's married and they're doing their planning together, right now they can transfer over $23 million free of estate tax as a husband and wife, as a couple. And it, again, in real dollars, if that is cut in half, then it's about $4.6 million of real dollars, real dollars, check cut to the IRS. And so that's why that double exemption is so important. In addition, when you look at not just estate tax, but there's another tax called a generation skipping transfer tax that allows assets to grow generation after generation if structured properly, without being included and subject to an estate tax. And so it's a really unique time to engage in transfer planning.
It's a unique time to make money. That's what I mean.
Indeed.
What about non-tax reasons for estate planning? Have the Jobs Act and the tax cuts affected that?
Well, I mean, the way it affected that is for people who are south of the 23 million, and that's a substantial part of the population.
That's Rick and I.
There you go. Yeah. Me too. Is, you know, you focus on those reasons for tax planning rather than taxes. And so it's things like making sure your assets go to the people that you want them to go in the manner you want them to go. It's making sure you work on your personal disability planning. You want to plan to avoid probate. You know, when you put things into a court system, it can drag on and get expensive.
Yep.
I mentioned I enjoyed working with business owners, making sure that business succession is in place.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. Making sure that when you are putting wealth in place for family members, that you are in control of the people who handle that for you when you're no longer around. So whoever handles your estate, whoever's a trustee.
Doesn't wills take care of that?
So having a will is part of an estate plan.
Okay.
And right. So, but what the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did is it took away really that tax motivation that people had, that most of the population had in entering into estate planning. So you had to fall back to those non-tax reasons.
Hmm. What do you think the 2020 election is going to do for estate planning? I guess it depends on who wins, right?
It absolutely depends on who wins, which is why this year is so interesting. Because let's face it, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was very politically motivated. And if you go into how it was implemented, you can see if the Democrats take the presidency and the Senate and they're in control of the shots going forward, that this is one of the first things on the chopping block.
Yeah, they're going to get rid of the tax cuts, right?
Sure, because...
Well, they say it was just for the wealthy anyway, but I don't think that's true.
Well, there's a substantial part that isn't, but from an estate planning standpoint, the double exemption clearly is for people who are wealthy. There's other parts that are not, but for this
those are the people that create jobs the last time I looked, right? I don't think I've ever received a job from a poor person.
Well, I mean, that's part of the argument, right?
Yeah.
And so that's certainly the argument that that Republicans make in making sure that act stays in place is if you keep wealth in the hands of the wealth creators, that they also become job creators. And so that's the argument behind it.
Yeah. Sounds like a good argument to me.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, from a planning standpoint, I love it. And that's, again, why I enjoy working with business owners. It's sort of that good steward of wealth and making sure that you're not only looking out for your family, but for your employees and their families as well.
I don't know how many people are just aware of what socialism really is. I saw some interviews on a TV one time. They asked a bunch of kids, what do you think of socialism? And most of them said, I think it's good to be social. You probably should. in terms of money, what does socialism do to folks that have it?
Well, I mean, the issue that you run into, especially with the wealthier folks, is it could result in a disincentive.
Mm-hmm.
It could result in that. You know, some of the proposals that have been presented by the Democratic candidates, I know you hear that they're socialistic in nature, and there's some where you really could make a cogent argument that they are, for example, on a wealth tax.
Yeah.
So you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders both have proposed wealth taxes. Well, I can understand the argument behind it, where if you're looking to tax those who can afford to pay it, then get the revenue from them. However, if you go back and you look at history, right?
Yeah.
So in 1990, 12 European countries had wealth taxes.
Yeah.
Now there are three. France alone revoked their wealth tax last year. Why? Over 42,000 millionaires left France during the period of the wealth tax.
Imagine that.
And so what now Warren's proposal has an exit tax. If families worth 50 million or more want to leave, there is an exit tax. They've thought of that, but these wealth tax proposals historically are very difficult to administer, and they don't raise as much revenue as other sorts of tax plans.
I'm opposed to the concept. You know, you have a lot of money.
Yeah, my clients are too.
Well, by golly, I know when I was in college, there were four of us and we rented a house. And back, of course, that was ages, so the rent was like $400 a month. So $100, $100, $100, and we're good to go.
Right.
No, that's not the way the progressive system works. If you make more money than your roommate, you should be paying a little bit more of that rent. You can afford it. He can't.
That is, I mean, our tax system is progressive. And and if you look at our income tax system is progressive, and our estate tax system currently is not.
Right.
The way our estate tax system currently works is you have an exemption up to a certain amount, and then anything over that is 40%. Flat rate, 40%.
Period.
When you look again at some of the other proposals, you have the Warren proposal has a very progressive estate tax rate, as does the Sanders proposal. So those are part and parcel with their philosophies.
Well, you guys write the laws. How do you get around that?
So, I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. One of the things that I enjoy about planning is I look to see what the law is, and I walk up to the line and maybe step up to it and make sure I don't cross it, but maybe lean over it a little bit and advising clients as to how to protect their assets.
Sure. Well, that's how it works. The lawmakers are always the ones that know the inside tricks.
It's important to know how to, from a planning standpoint, it's important to know how to utilize the law in your client's favor without getting them or you in trouble. Yeah,
exactly.
As the advisor.
I didn't mean to put you on the
spot. No problem
there,
at all.
I know what that's like. It's just the way it is. I have a lot of political friends, and mm-hmm. You remember Alexander Haig?
I do.
Haig and I were kind of okay. We worked at the station together there, and I asked him one time, I said, Alexander, I like to give the politicians the benefit of the doubt, because you don't know. They'll make a ruling now, and you go, wow, that's a terrible ruling. But in 15 years, it turns out it was the best thing to do. And I said, is that a good way to look at it? And Haig looked at me, and he says, Alan, those guys up there don't know what they're doing. So that's where we left it. Hey, if you'll hang on, we've got to make some money here and do a few commercials and stuff. So if you'll stay with us, we'll have more to talk about when it comes to financial planning.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com.
All right, coming up on the second half of the show, Robert Robes is still with us. Have any estate planning questions? This is your chance to ask the expert. Phone lines are open, 561-570-5700. Then our show producer has a way to avoid being scammed in 2020. Hammer This Gammer segment is coming right up. Okay, right now it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a bucket full of the funny stuff. What's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Lawlessness. Okay, an animal rescue group in Florida said a small pig was rescued after apparently escaping from a slaughterhouse and will receive a new home instead of ending up as an entree. Wilbur, a six-month-old piglet, rescued by the Amy Roman and her team from 100-plus abandoned dogs of the Everglades. Neighbors spotted the little piggy running loose through an apartment complex in Gould. Locals told rescuers they believe the piglet escaped from a nearby slaughterhouse. Roman said Wilbur had bonded with her and some of the dogs at the rescue. "We were so in love with the pig," Roman told the news. "He's famous. Everybody loves him. He was going to end up as some bacon on somebody's plate. He's now with her. He's sensitive," she said. "He's smart. He's an amazing, amazing animal. Roman said she plans to plans are being made for Wilbur to have a new permanent home with a rescue on the west coast of the state. Get him away from that slaughterhouse.
That's where Wally the Wolf works.
She said, I don't have the space for a 200-pound pig. if you have space, get in touch with us. We'll find Ms. Roman and get him a home.
Where do you get these, Rick?
I get them. You know, they're around. Instagram model Kaylin Ward, a California model, reported $700,000. She has raised $700,000 for the Australian Fire Relief by selling her nude photos. She was really concerned there wasn't a lot of coverage. <It's> funny.
No, how ironic, right?
Right, yeah. Yes. She said, I just didn't hear enough about it, and I decided to help raise some money. She said she'll send you a nude photograph if you donate $10 to any of the fundraising efforts for the wildfires in Australia. Donate $10, you have to provide her with a receipt to prove it.
Uh-huh.
Can't imagine anybody would want to fake that.
Is that a tit for tat?
No, I don't know about that.
No? Okay.
Send her the information that you donated. She'll send you a picture. She's called her campaign is called Naked for Good. Flooded her Twitter box with donation receipts. She's had to hire a team of four to help her sift through the thousands of messages. The campaign has received mixed reactions, and it does appear that the model has received overwhelmingly positive support for her philanthropy. Kaylin has recently rebranded herself on Twitter as the Naked Philanthropist. And we say thank you to Kaylin.
I was right. There is some quid pro quo.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Make sure you send her
just
a receipt if you're sending money. We have some of the weirdest news today ever. And from some of your favorite states, Alabama. Stink bombs and funk balls and any object the purpose of which to create disagreeable odors, strictly illegal in Alabama. Also illegal, spray string. Stuff you spray.
Oh, silly string.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Confetti and bathing in public fountains, which I don't think has anything to do with silly string.
In Los Angeles, it does.
Okay, it does?
Yeah, they bathe in public fountains all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's part of the... It's part of the fountain.
Lifestyle, yes. No spitting in public in Arizona.
Hmm.
Oh. In Goodyear, Arizona, unlawful to spit on or in any public building, park, sidewalk, or road. Offenders may be charged a fine of up to $2,500 and 6 months in prison. So don't spit.
Don't spit.
In Arizona. I mean.
No hockeys. No hockeys.
I got one more quick one here.
Okay, make it quick.
It's strictly prohibited to pronounce Arkansas incorrectly. In Arkansas. Per the state code, the only acceptable pronunciation is in three syllables, Arkansas.
Arkansas?
The final S is silent, the A in each syllable with the Italian sound, and the accent on the first and last syllable. So keep your Arkansas to yourself.
I'm going to get my license plate changed right away.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, our super guest is still with us, Robert Rose. Welcome, Robes. Welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I was thinking of the roads in Arkansas. That's the problem. Anyway, any strange laws in your books that you want to share with us?
No, I would say that the tax law is probably pretty dry. Pretty dry.
What is it? 1,700 pages now, or has it gone up?
Oh, it's certainly much more than that, especially if you take regulations and you add it to it. I have some nice 6-point font books that are sitting on my bookshelf at my office. Seven of them.
How do we get away with that? I mean, thousands upon thousands of tax laws, and what, we're supposed to know every one of them?
Well, and that's the issue, right? You hear a lot about trying to simplify the tax code. And that's the main argument behind it is just, it is very complicated. It's very unwieldy.
That sort of went away. I remember it's maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, everyone's talking about the flat tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that makes sense. But the only problem I had with it, I read somewhere that 2% of our economy would take care of all the taxes we need. And the politicians were coming out saying, well, it's going to have to be at least 12%. 12%, that's this year. In 5 years, it'll be 19%, and then it'll keep on climbing. What's the real answer?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a lot that goes into the tax code itself, simplicity being part of it. But, you know, we're a progressive tax system, right? And so we don't historically want to tax those who are lower income at the same rate as those who are at higher income. And so just the way our tax system is built historically is a progressive tax system.
Why is that? I work just as hard as the other guys work, and they take the same amount. Well, they take a different amount, but the labor is the same.
Yeah, I mean, the argument just simply is that if, for example, you have somebody that makes $10,000 and somebody that makes $10 million, that 6% or 12% as the case may be is going to affect that person that makes $10,000 a lot more.
I guess so.
That's the argument.
Yeah, I can't argue with them. They don't listen to me. and I've tried. I've banged on the door. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They do what they want to do. And
we do have it in our tax system, though. If you think of, I mean, it's a consumption tax type thing. And so with our gas taxes and our sales taxes, you know, we do have a threat of that in our economy, but from an income tax standpoint, and certainly from an estate tax standpoint, we tax those who earn more or have more disproportionately.
Do you charge them more?
I'm gonna pass on to the next question.
No problem. I got it. Hey, you know, you are also a professor at St. Thomas University, where you teach a course in estate planning. So where do you find the time to do that?
It's my side gig. So I enjoy it. I only do it. It's the final semester that law students have. My next class starts next week. It's a spring semester course.
FAU?
At St. Thomas, down in Miami.
Okay.
I do it at the end of the day. My class is 6:30 at night down in Miami. So it's after my regular work day is over. I do it on my own time.
You must be a joy to listen to after going through an hour of Miami traffic to come into the classroom and say, I'm nice and calm.
I try to get down there a little early so I can decompress, but... No, you're absolutely right. It's not the best time to be heading down there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what you teach is good to know. It's good information and good knowledge. And the more you know, the more you go, I think is what they said. You know, we've said on the show a bunch of times. You know, they say that the best knowledge is power, mm-hmm. right? And I'd like to correct that. I think it's the best use of power. That's more important. We have all the knowledge in the world, hence the internet and everything. I mean, tons and tons of knowledge, but if you don't use it, what good is it?
That's true. That's
so,
a fair point.
You got to use it. You stay pretty active in the community. I see on your bio that you are a director of the Florida Atlantic University Foundation, and you also work with the Florence Fuller Institution, helping people.
I do. It's something that I really enjoy, you know, when you focus just on business ventures, sometimes you lose a little bit of your soul. And this is where I find that I get my joy in life. I mean, I really enjoy what I do for a living. I love planning. I love helping families figure out ways to keep their wealth and transfer their wealth and do good with their wealth.
You must be a blast at the family picnic.
Well, I'll tell you, when I start getting into death and taxes, people don't like to speak to me anymore. So instead, I talk about some of the charitable stuff I do.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just it's responsible to do that. I mean, if you're an irresponsible person, you're probably not going to plan. You're just I'm dead. It's over. It's gone. Have a nice day. But for the responsible people, and that's who we're really talking to, responsible people, take the time to get that. I made out a will a few years ago, and I think you have to update those every couple of years.
You do. It's important to keep your will current. Law changes from time to time. Your personal situations change from time to time. And so it is important to revisit those every couple of years.
Yeah. Plus that laptop computer I left to my son's probably worthless now. So. you do. You have to update those things constant because things change.
Absolutely. And that's part of what's coming up with the election is, you know, the change in the law that could be coming is important to be mindful about. And so, yes, estate plans constantly evolve over time.
Right. Well, I know there's a lot of, they call them left wing and then right wing. I'm a chicken wing, and that's the way I'm going right there. I take a look at the person. I don't necessarily go by the party, but it, like you said, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and a couple of those are—they're just flat out saying, you know, it's the end of capitalism. They want to limit it and have it controlled by the state. What does that do to someone in your profession?
So I will tell you that that actually puts an increased importance on the type of work that I do. And that's what I'm advising clients now in this year, because these opportunities that are available for your entrepreneurs or for your wealthy families, what they do this year could have a very critical effect going forward. So, for example, if this double exemption goes away, then you lost an opportunity to transfer substantial wealth in a way that can stay within the family. If you're a business owner, that could potentially result in the loss of your business, or, you know, the loss of your sports franchise, as you as you mentioned before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's
Joe Robbie knows.
It's important.
I think he knows.
And part of it too, Alice, you have to have those uncomfortable conversations, and
right.
you need to talk with clients and challenge them as to what their beliefs are, because right now in this year, procrastination could be catastrophic to someone's plan.
Yeah, especially if you're planning on giving away a lot of bucks.
Especially if you want to keep it in the family.
Right.
Because you could lose that ability.
You know, the millennials of today don't seem to be too interested in carrying on dad's business.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in a situation like that?
You work.
I mean, you can't. Well, it's not going to the sun, so where do we put it?
So there's, I mean, you can do other planning with family businesses. So, for example, there's strategies called an ESOP. It's an it's where the employees actually end up owning the business.
ESOP, you scared me. I thought that was a bad disease.
No, it was not.
What's the acronym?
It's ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan.
So
what that is, and one of the greatest examples is Publix. Publix is owned by its employees. And that was through planning that was done after its formation. You could do that. There's ways you could put it into a trust where you have trustees that run it and you engage key employees to keep the business going. So that if you don't have a son or a daughter who's interested, or niece or nephew who's interested in keeping the business going, the family can still own it and it can be operated by key employees. So there's all kinds of different planning that can be done, but you have to be proactive in it. If you wait too long, then you lose that opportunity.
Folks, we're speaking with Robert Robes. He is a financial expert in the area of personal estate planning. Thanks. I appreciate that. I knew what it was. He has a law degree from New York School of Law. His Juris Doctorate degree is from St. Thomas University. We were just talking about that. Pretty smart guy. If you have any questions about estate planning, pick up the phone right now and call 561-570-5700. The number rings right into the studio. We are live. I believe we are, right? Are we still live? Okay, yeah, just checking. And ask the question. Ask away. He's here. I don't think you're going to charge for it, right?
Yeah. I'm not. Again, one of the benefits of not practicing law anymore. I don't charge for my time.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful thing.
I thought it was great that you already know how to, so you don't need to practice anymore. You
know? That was a good one. I did like that. I'm going to have to use that one.
You can. All right. So you're also the chief volunteer and trustee at the YMCA of South Palm Beach. That's a pretty darn good organization. I've done some work with them myself.
I love that organization. It's one that my family has been part of since I was a camper there 40 years ago. And so being able to give back in that capacity has been absolutely fantastic. My daughters went through the program there, and they were camp counselors and assistant camp counselors and learned to swim and played sports. It's a phenomenal organization. So I'm very proud of that.
At the YMCA. Oh, no, I can't. I can't. I won't lower myself to that. It's a great organization. And we used to take, in Pompano, they had one.
Mm-hmm.
We used to take the kids up to Disney World all the time. It was just great. You know, you're doing it from the heart, because there's nothing there for you to get other than helping out the kids.
No, it's a wonderful organization, and the things that they do for children.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I don't know if there's too many billionaires that send their kids to the Y. But it's good for the heart, it's good for the soul, and that's why we do that. So you're also, I see on your bio, a resident of Coral Springs. What are you doing there?
Well,
why not Boca?
So I grew up in Boca. But the truth is, when I was looking to buy a house, our home was 2 minutes from where my wife worked. And candidly, I was working in downtown Miami at the time, and the access to the highways was was too good to ignore.
So you escaped.
Yes.
You escaped Boca.
I needed to at that time, yes.
Hey, Boca's a good place.
It is.
We don't have any problem with that. It's been around for quite a while. Do you remember, you said you grew up in Boca?
I did. My family moved there when there were cornfields all over the place.
Do you remember the African, what was that, safari?
It was and it was Africa USA.
Africa USA, right on Federal Highway.
Before my time.
Camino Royale.
Before
your time?
I'm a little gray, but I'm not that old. So.
Well, I remember the place. That's the there's the problem. All right, so let's get back to estate planning. Is there anything that the average guy should know about estate planning? I mean,
well,
I don't have a lot of bucks, but I'd like to plan.
You need to have, everybody should have a will. Everybody should have a will. Everybody should have a plan. At a minimum, it's to make sure that your assets are going where you want them to go, that your family benefits from them properly, that the assets stay within the family. You do what you can to reduce costs by using irrevocable trusts so the assets don't go through probate. If you have life insurance, making sure that that's held properly. It's important to make sure that, I mean, everybody needs a plan.
Yeah.
And it's also not just in the event of death. It's also in the event of disability. Having a durable power of attorney, a healthcare surrogate, guardian preference forms, a living will. All of those things are critically important when you're in a position where you can't make decisions for yourself.
Living will. That's the plug puller.
That is. But the one thing I tell people is you're not putting the burden on somebody else to pull the plug. You're saying, I want the plug pulled. I just need somebody to make sure that it's pulled. So you're not putting the decision in their hands. So just make sure that whoever you put there, though, is going to be able to pull the plug in the appropriate time.
Well, I'm not giving it to my next-door neighbor. That's right. that's an important part of it, too. But it's not very expensive to get a will put together.
No,
right?
It's really not. I mean, you know, you should spend a couple of dollars to make sure it's done properly. Yeah. But no, it's inexpensive. And the truth is, I wouldn't look at it as an expense. I would look at it as an investment. And the reason is, if you don't do it, it's going to be so much more expensive down the line for your family for you not to have planned.
Right. Have you seen any really silly stuff in wills? I mean, do they have? And to my son with the brown hair, he gets nothing.
I have one right now that I'm working on.
Don't say the name.
I won't. But one right now where he has a prohibition in his documents that none of his beneficiaries can have any tattoos and girls can only have one piercing in their ears. That's it. Anything more and they lose
the
ability.
They're
out of the will.
Wow.
So, but he feels very strongly about that.
I like that guy.
So, I mean.
Whoever he is, I like him.
So, yeah, you see things like that. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, we cover a lot of the scammer stuff and silly news and things like that. And I know there has to be, there's weird people in the world. And we know that because Rick and I are at the top of the list.
There you go.
That's it. We like being weird.
Speak for yourself, Alan.
I am.
I know.
All right. What else do we need to know about? I know probate is a bad word. You don't want the state involved in any of your business.
No, but I will say you want to have you want to have one asset go through probate because you want to go through the process. You want to make sure your estate is properly closed. You want to give creditors you want to close the creditor period from 2 years to 90 days. And so it's good to have at least one asset go through the probate process. What you don't want is you don't want to have the assets that your family needs to live on going through the probate process, getting held up in court. That's where you use a revocable trust. You name your trustees who are going to make the decisions on behalf of your family, and you escape as much of that court process as you possibly can.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you, and I'm sure you'll affirm this, the state is not interested in your well-being.
Well, I will say what the state is interested in is the orderly process of things. And so sometimes that gets in the way of the well-being of the family.
You must be living in a different state than I come from the great state of amnesia, and that's why I know about that stuff. Whew, yeah. All right. Listen, I want to thank you for taking your time and coming in here on a Saturday. Hang around till the end of the show. We have a few more segments that we have to get through here, but thanks for coming in on a busy day.
It was great. I appreciate it.
You got it.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. Christina at the Rope Law Group. How can I help you.
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day, every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Rogues Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Rogues Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's R-O-B-E-S to 474747.
This is Christina at the Rogues Law Group. How can I help you?
Yeah, Christina, good to see you there. Welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with Rick Snyder, our ineffable show producer. And we have Matt on the phone. Matt, how are you?
Yeah, hi, are you there?
We're there. Matt, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Royal Palm Beach. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got a question, if I could, please. Ties into the estate planning topic.
Sure.
My understanding is that the SECURE Act, which was just signed into law in the last couple of weeks here, it does expand potential savings opportunities for employees at smaller companies with 401ks where they can all kind of band together. But it's also my understanding at the same time that IRAs could negatively be impacted, where someone might basically have to drain an IRA that they've inherited from a family member within 10 years. Is that accurate? Are there exemptions grandfathered in for people who would have inherited this IRA, let's say, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago? Or what would Mr. Rhodes' thoughts be on the topic in general about possible unintended side effects of this law?
I'm going to send that right over to him, because I can tell you who doesn't know. Me.
Yeah, I mean, the Secure Act is, hi, Matt, the Secure Act is, you know, as you said, just was passed, and you are right about the... that it did away with what was called a stretch IRA, and it does require that any IRAs that are left to any inherited IRAs do need to be distributed out over a 10-year period. I haven't dug into the act to be candid, but you are right about the fact that stretch IRA opportunity has been lost.
Got that?
And how does that actually factor in hypothetically with someone who would have inherited one? Like me, for example, I inherited one 11 years ago from someone who had actually passed away 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they can't expect me to build a time machine and go back and drain it.
No, and so generally the way that laws work is it they're applicable to IRAs going forward. So without knowing more, my instinct is that you would be able to continue what it is that you've been doing based on the election that was made at the time. So I think that you're safe.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in, Matt. We appreciate that. Got you in right at the end of the show here, but we got you in. That's the important part. All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks a
lot. You bet. Thanks for calling. All right. Just to, I have a little message here for those afflicted, as we spoke of earlier in the show, of nyctophobia. If you have a fear of the dark, the cure is simple. Just turn on the light. Then you could see your smartphone. And if you're not driving, which you shouldn't be in the dark anyway, then text the word ROBES, R-O-B-E-S, to 474747 and get peace of mind knowing your legal representation is in the palm of your hand. And never fear darkness again. Just a friendly reminder, when you hire ROBES from the app, you receive a $1,000 credit when your case is settled. That's $1,000 buckaroos just for hiring ROBES from the app. So if you have any other apps that do that, Rick?
Well, we can always hammer the scammer.
Let's do it.
Wow, there it is. Just as the folks who make the Stanley 20-ounce Flat Max Extreme Claw Hammer, they predicted that Hammer the Scammer would be right here, and it is. Today, the Scammer segment is brought to you by Rogues Law Group. They fight hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Rick, you have something about the number 2020.
Well, that's what year it is now, Al. Have you noticed?
Good to know.
2020. Write the year down in its entirety when you're filling out documents. Write 2020. Why? Because it could protect you and prevent legal issues on paperwork. For example, if you say, hey, today's the 11th, you write 01-11-20, that leaves it open. Somebody could fill in 2017, 2004,
right.
Look at that paper a little later. Sorry, gone. Illegal. You're done. That doesn't count. So make sure you write the entire date 2020 on your legal documents. You could get scammed. Of course, you could get scammed when the phone rings at home.
Mm-hmm.
Found out something very interesting. Don't say yes. They will tape your answer and mm-hmm. use your answer to fill in when they ask you, would you like 10 of these? I did it the other day. I didn't realize what I was doing until I heard myself say yes. When somebody says, is this Rick? I said, of course, yes. I should have said, who's calling?
Or let me check.
Yeah, we could do that. but don't say yes. Ask them who it is. What do you want? Actually, the best way to do it is don't answer your phone if you don't see a familiar number.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And I know you won't, Alan.
No.
Oh, also, we wanted to talk about buying a property on the moon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A company called Lunar Embassy, which describes itself as the founders and leaders of the extraterrestrial real estate market, claimed to have been in business selling lunar property for over 25 years to over 3.4 million customers. Okay? You check that out online if you want to. Lunar Embassy.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that do that legitimately. Like, I own some land in Scotland. It's 1 inch by 1 inch.
Is that on the moon?
Well, Scotland could be.
Okay.
But, I mean, they do that. So some people could get confused buying a little piece of an inch of land somewhere.
Well, they're selling big plots, apparently. Chinese authorities have shut down the scheme in China on charges of profiteering and lunacy. Those are the charges.
So was Frank Sinatra mentioned in that? Because he'll fly you to the moon. If you're not careful.
We'll let you decide for yourself if this is real or a scam. You can check it out anytime.
Okay. Well, we are close to the end of the show. Do you have another scam
another scam? Well,
how about some happy folk? Do you have some more happy folk from the Rove's Law Group Facebook page? That's at facebook.com/Rove's Law Group, and that gets you right into their Facebook page.
Right. Vivian DeLima mm-hmm. says, as stressful, unpleasant, and inconvenient as dealing with the outcomes of a car accident could be, the Rove's Law Group team always made sure the entire process went smoothly for me, and it was stress-free. I was taken care of from the start to the end on each and every step, so much that I didn't need to make even a single phone call, whether following up on my car repairs, with a body shop recovering my deductible. Everything was handled by the amazing staff of Rove's Law Group. Particularly big thanks to Mr. Rove's and Esteban, who worked tirelessly on my case to obtain the best results. I will definitely recommend them to my friends and family. If you're in need of personal injury lawyers, keep up with the outstanding job you do. My Rove's Law Group family, I love them. Thank you very much. And that is an unsolicited testimonial. It's on their Facebook
page. On the Facebook page there. Oh, yep. How cool is that, right?
I like it. I like it.
Facebook.com/Rove's Law Group. That's or if you're having problems getting there, just call them at 561-570-5700. That's about all the time we have left today, folks. Coming up next week, Anna Marie Mitchell will be here. She is a brilliant tax attorney with a master's degree in tax law, and she is well qualified to handle any tax issues, both state and federal. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Tune into Lifestyles and the Law today, every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on Palm Beach's flagship radio station, WJNO 1290. Feel free to give your fine feathered friends a heads up about the show. Any friend of yours is welcome to fly with us. The show is underwritten by the Rove's Law Group of Delray Beach and originates from the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. Executive producer John Mitchell, as show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter. Hi, John. Welcome back. John was away, went on a little cruise. I hope he had a good time there. And I am your host, Alan Mason. See you next week.